And welcome, everybody, to episode 397 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Gentlemen, I know it's been a tough week all the way around, but how are you all doing?
Eh. Mostly okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you, Break?
No, I'm still recovering from the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, still hanging, huh?
Still hungover, yes.
Yeah, you didn't suddenly become Bomberman instead?
Yeah.
Always talking about how you want to blow up stuff on 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became Bomberman Zero.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, Bomberman Act Zero.
Yeah. Aw, why you gotta be so mean?
To be fair, I don't mean to be mean, Break, but to be fair, you deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Well, we got tons of news to get to, so why don't we get into the news, and then we've got plenty to talk about Dallas-wise.
There's also a gigantic theme going on with the news. It's mostly related to a single company.
Cool. We got, of course, Dallas happened. We got to get to that. We will get to that, I promise. I've got a lot to say about it, so, you guys.
Oh, we know.
I know. I went without saying.
I mean, it goes without saying, but there's a lot of nuances to this story that maybe might shed a lot of light to, whoever's listening. I mean, I know there's people in the UK, there's a few people in Japan, there's, people that don't know what exactly is going on in the United States. Half the time, I don't even know what's going on in the U.S. So let's get started with news, and then we will get to that stuff in a bit. So, Eric, lead the way.
This one's not really an article, but it's more like a PSA. But if you were looking for a fan translation that's fully complete of Wizardry Gaiden for the NES, or rather the Super Famicom, because it never released in the U.S., it's out now. And this link is just the footage of the game with the translation patch.
Oh, shit. That's cool. That's good news. Wizardry. I like Wizardry. So.
Just Google it up and
there you go.
If you want.
All right. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Tokyo Xanadu coming to North America for PlayStation Vita and PS in 2017. That's really the gist of the story.
PC.
I'm a PC, my bad. Sorry, I was trying to read through it real quick.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. I think we could use that, I guess.
Sucks that when there's no word on the PS4 version, the EX, like it was called the EX. The X is capitalized, the E was lowercase for whatever reason, but
All right.
There's no word on that yet, but.
I'm sure we'll get a.
They get around to doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get an announcement sometime soon. All right, Mug, next story, please.
I don't think any of that content's going to make it to the PS3 and Vita versions.
All right. Mug, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Axis Games is bringing Chase, Cold Case Investigation, Distant Memories. That's all one title. To 3DS via the Nintendo eShop this fall, the publisher announced during its Anime Expo 2016 panel. The new 3DS adventure is from Arc System Works.
That's okay. I'll do the next one, the one before. Go ahead, Mike.
I see. Anyway, it's coming from the director of another Code and Hotel Dusk Room 215, Taisuke Kanasaki, and former Sing staff, CING. An overview of the two detectives in the department never exposed to sunlight. There's an eccentric detective, Shonosuke Nanase, and a self. Okay. Two had too much time on their hands when they received phone a call. The explosion 5 years ago, not an accident, but murder. They did not know the caller's identity, but through that strange phone call was not much to go on. They decided to begin an investigation. Was this really a case? First, they talked to the boy who caused the explosion. Anything that isn't 100% impossible is within the realm of the expected. With Amekura's word, Nanase finally kicks into action. Takes the truth of the incident once put to rest.
Yeah,
that is really badly localized.
That was awful. But this reminds me of a movie that I watched. I believe it was called Last Shift, And I love movies like that where they get these like strange phone calls and, you know, there's like an investigation and one thing leads to another and you've got like
Yeah, I remember you going on about Last Shift on, I think it was on Netflix or something.
Last Shift, it's a great movie, man. I think it's really scary. Like it's just a scary movie. I mean if you let yourself believe that shit, you know, like I'm not a believer in like heaven and hell and all that nonsense, you know, with like satanic stories and but if you
are you a believer in the final deletion though?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I have
no
idea what that is, but apparently it was wrestling related and it was going on like 2 days ago.
I have no idea what that is, Eric.
Oh, I thought that involved our eventual machine overlords deciding that, you know, they don't need us anymore. Let's just erase them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I like these type of things, so I'm interested. What was it? Hotel Dusk was decent, so. I'm definitely interested in this, so there you go. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Bad Apple Wars, Code, what is it? Realize, Fandisk, Collar X Malice, and Period Cube coming to North America. I don't want a period.
God, that is word salad.
Oh, God, that is awful.
Wow, those titles are all over the place.
I know, Bad Apple Wars, Code Hood. Realize
Bad Apple Wars is slightly normal.
Collar X Malice or
Collar Cross Malice. That's probably what it is.
And Period Cube. Wow. Three new Otome localizations from Axis Games.
No, the subtitle is Chiricago no Amadeus.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
And Frank's response to that probably is and should be, I'm not saying that.
All right, all three games do.
Am I the only one who just thinks of Rock Me Amadeus when I hear that?
You know what?
Fucking 80s ruined my life.
If I was not,
I think we have. Well, I think we have a Code Realized document here that I'm just going to strike from the record because you don't need to discuss it unless you want to talk it in depth.
I really don't.
Okay. Not at all. Just realized I didn't see it mentioned in the article, so that's why I kind of missed
yeah,
it.
No, I don't know what the hell that was. Jesus Christ, man. I
ads. All over ad.
Now that's what I'm talking about. But I agree with you, Breakman. Every time I hear that, I have to. I hear
Amadeus.
That, too. Yeah.
Yeah, every all time right. I hear Amadeus, it's like, Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah, exactly.
Amadeus.
I tend to think of the movie, which was
the movie is good, too.
The movie was very good.
Never saw the movie.
Even though it's not even remotely historic.
Right, it's not historic at all, but the movie is good. I like the movie, and I like the song, even though it gets a lot of flack. I do like the song.
The movie all was right. good because of what's the guy's name?
Salieri?
Salieri, thank you.
Yeah.
There was also his wife / girlfriend. Because holy crap.
Yeah.
You guys don't remember that?
No, I don't.
What are you doing?
I hear beeping.
Yeah.
That's my bird.
Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry. We were completely distracted by that.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
Asshole.
All right.
Is this fire alarm going off? What's going on over there?
All right, let's move on. So those games are coming out in 2017. Like, I like how they just say due out in 2017. So there you go.
We don't know yet.
Yeah. So it's a non-story. So next story. Let's go with Eric.
Next one's actually two articles.
Okay.
But this first article is Virtue's Last Reward because coming to other platforms. It says, 999 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors won't be the only Zero Escape title to release across the platforms. And they're porting 999 along with this, presumably to PC and PS4, because I don't, maybe Vita, because other than that, it's already the first game's already been ported to iOS, but it's only a visual novel version of the game. There's no escape rooms to do. But the Virtue's Last Reward getting the same treatment probably would be too far off, but I don't see 999 also getting re-released on the iOS and Android as a full game. So it's probably just going to be PS4 and Vita and PC.
All right. You want to go ahead and take the next story as well?
The next one is basically just saying 999.
Okay, cool.
But it did say, like, well, this article does hint at the fact that I was leaning towards, because this platforms for the port were not officially announced, but developers Spike Chunsoft and Uchi Koshi previously teased PC and PS Vita versions of the game, which is currently only available on DS. And this is at the panel. Spike Chunsoft showcased a preview of the port featuring Santa and his Japanese voice actor. Santa's character from the first game.
Right, there you go. All right, Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters. Daybreak Special Gigs World Tour. Jesus Christ, what is with the Japanese in these word salad titles? It is an extended version of...
Axis, why did you have to do that? Super Street Fighter Turbo Foxtrotted it.
Yeah.
Anyway, an extended version of Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters, which is a perfectly acceptable title.
Yeah, I know.
Even if it is a little wordy. It's coming out physically for PlayStation 4 and digitally for PS Vita and PC via Steam in North America, which was announced by the publisher during its Anime Expo 2016 panel. No release date announced.
I kind of think that, like...
They should have just kept the subtitle of Daybreak, and that would have been the end of it.
Well, how about,
they,
like...
somehow referenced the original title, so they kept in special gigs, but they threw in World Tour for no reason.
Although, actually, I think I may have an idea of why they do this, because as a friend of mine described, it's like a lot of it's kind of like Japanese conversation. Much of Japanese casual conversation consists of stating and restating the extremely obvious.
Yeah. You know,
well, I know the special gigs refers to the added content, and that added content does probably take you to other places in the world, so that's probably why it says World Tour here.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, do we have a version of this game over here already?
Yeah, the original PS3 and Vita release.
Yeah, it's like I think that whenever they bring this stuff over here, they should basically do what XCX did with Corpse Party.
Yeah,
you know, because they had it was Corpse Party, then there was the remake Corpse Party Blood Covered, then there was the PSP remake where it was upgraded Corpse Party Blood Covered Repeated Fear, and when they brought that over to the US, they called it Corpse Party.
you know what it is like,
the thing is, they already had a version of this, so they couldn't really do that.
What it is, I think they think we're so dumb that we have to have as much information in the title as possible over here.
Maybe they couldn't just call it Daybreak because some people might think it's a sequel.
I swear, it sounds like you're saying date rape every single time you say that word.
Why, am I cutting out or something?
No.
No, it's just like I don't know, it's just the way you're saying it. I don't know if it's the sound or whatever. It just sounds like date rape every time you say it. It's because you're saying it so fast, I think.
Yeah. All right.
I don't see that game flying off the shelf.
I'm sorry for accidentally triggering people who might have been triggered.
yeah, exactly. I don't see it flying off the shelves either. Breakman. Breakman, next story, please.
Daybreak, the video game. Coming to store soon.
Yeah, exactly.
It was called Rayplay.
Yeah, Rayplay. There you go.
That's the sequel.
Yeah,
the Rayplay was actually banned from Amazon for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been banned a lot. All right. Let's see. Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gematsu. Azura Strike Gunvolt Striker Pack coming to North America on September 30th.
Holy shit, you skipped a couple. I don't know how you did that, but I'll get to the
end. I don't need my internet. Hell, man. All jacked up. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I've been having trouble loading pages.
That's right,
like,
man.
I was talking about my internet with Frank, and the he knows how bad my internet is.
You broke our Axis streak.
That's right, man. We'll go with the other ones in a second.
Yacht Club Games is bringing Azura Striker Gunvolt Striker Pack, which includes both Azura Strike Gunvolt and Azura Striker Gunvolt 2 to North America. For 3DS at retail on September 30th for $29.99. That's a damn good price.
At least we got a date. You know,
I'm surprised Yacht Club could print another game that wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Striker Gunvolt 2 will launch via the Nintendo eShop also on September 30th for $14.99. Or you could buy the retail copy and get double pack $30.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound like a bad price at all to me.
No, not at all. I'm going to get Eric back on the line. I think Eric's line needed to be cleared out before I before we go on. But go ahead.
My internet sucks, seriously. Like, I'm just trying to load some of these pages and they just totally froze on me.
Yeah. We'll get Eric back here. Let's see. Can you do the X-Play story, Mug, please?
Sure. Oh, God, not again. Axis Games is bringing X-Blade's Lost Memories. Why is there a colon in the middle of that?
Yeah.
Previously launched for PlayStation 3 and PS Vita. And Aegis of Earth, Protonovus Assault.
Aegis.
Previously launched for PlayStation 4. Aegis.
Yeah. Aegis.
For PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and PS Vita to PC via Steam, the publisher announced during its... Anyway, the publisher announced this during its Anime Expo 2016 panel. Both games were announced as coming soon.
So it's not even, not even a story, man. That's
move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
This isn't even game art in here.
I think Eric puts these in here just so he can hear me get flustered at how annoying the titles are.
All right, let's move on, Eric.
The titles today, it's been killer. It's been topping.
From Gamatsu, we've got World End Economica, and it's coming to PS4 and PS Vita in 2017.
Hey, Eric, did you skip one of your stories too? The Code Realize?
I told you I'd cut that out.
All right, let's cut that out then. All right, World Ends. Go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. All
right.
But when this version comes out, the third episode will also be released on Steam. So if you haven't bought the game yet and you don't have a PC, then just wait, I guess.
There you go. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Alley.
Wait, there's a pre-order bonus.
What's a pre-order bonus, Eric? A
pre-order bonus is... the physical version will feature reversible covers, and the pre-order bonus is not to be revealed until later. That's what it says.
Oh, God.
Reversible covers?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Xenoblade did that because it has like a different image on the other side, but that's all.
I mean, reversible covers are all well and good, but it's not exactly, you know, it's not exactly a talking point, is it?
Yeah. All right. Next story.
I think Fault Milestone 1's also coming to PS4, but that's not in this article because they don't know any time when that's going to release, and I don't think it's getting a physical release. Or at least it's not planned yet.
Okay. Let's move on to the next story, guys. From Silicon Era, smart party choice is key in roguelike RPG Zavix Tower. Players are free to concoct their own parties of wizards, warriors, rogues, and healers before they set out to conquer Zavix Tower, a first-person roguelike RPG. Jeez, that's a feature now? We can make our own parties? Jesus Christ. Players can set up parties with any combination of character class they want.
Well, usually roguelites are played with a single character.
Right. Allowing them to go full melee with a group of warriors or a more balanced mixture of other classes. With this party, players will try to climb a tower, facing the monsters in turn-based combat as they try to reach the top. Players can leave to restock in town when the monsters and challenges become too strenuous, though. With every attempt, players may be able to get a little higher, steadily unlocking more character classes, as well as finding new characters as they go. They will also gain loot to better outfit themselves, as well as money to buy new equipment and powerful enchantments in town. You know what? I wish they would put all the fucking screenshots at the bottom. Like, let me read the story, and then you can put the fucking screenshots at the bottom. It sucks.
But it's Silicon Era. They know how bad their writing is. They need to push the photos up. Like, look at this.
Yeah, right. Distraction. Exactly. It's been on Steam Early Access since March of this year. Set to become a full release in mid-July. So at least we got a date with Zavix Tower, guys. So there you go. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Manga Gamer announces new titles and partnerships. Manga Gamer announced a new series of partnerships and acquisitions at Anime Expo 2016 panel. They will be working to bring players 5 new games, offering a little something for everyone. With the new works they will be translating to English. Here are the announced titles. If You Love Me, what's a comma?
That's a snort.
If you love me, then say so. And with an exclamation.
Oh, that's awful, man. That's fucking awful.
Right. Yeah, I there's a synopsis, but you said you want to get through the news. Yeah, yeah. The next one is Hidaka Shitsuji. Shitsushi. I'm going to go Shitsushi. It's just one quick paragraph. The singular vision of diabolical genius Mito Togo, a game for people who love butlers by someone who loves butlers.
You read that one specifically because you wanted to read it, didn't you?
Yo, this is so ridiculous. Madakubu's debut title has Kobu. Earned himself a cult hit status with its handsome butlers and its typical heroic take on the BL genre.
It's gay butlers.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I didn't realize that. But just the whole like the butlers.
It's butlers with two T's.
Yeah, butlers.
So there'll be a lot of butlering in that game.
Butlering. There's the name of our episode butlering. With two T's.
Oh, wait, we got another great title. Next one here. Fashioning Little Miss Lonesome.
Oh, man.
When two handsome young men spot the perfect girl to be their first model and help make a name for themselves, they're determined to go for broke and make her shine. But first, they'll have to get out of her house.
What?
Wait, it's just like that.
It's neat. It's okay.
Can these two really give such an antisocial recluse the makeover she needs to be a star? You're intruding in her house!
Exactly.
She's the one to change them in this offbeat romantic comedy. Uh-huh. Oh, God. No, don't stop scrolling. There's more stuff to come. No!
Yeah.
Hold on.
There's two more.
Yeah, he's...
No! Scroll, you stupid website! I gotta eat my internet goddamn connection so fucking much!
Where's fiber optics? Google save him.
Yeah, there's.
I gotta get cable. I can't do this. Somebody's got to read the next two.
The next two are Dal Segno and Maggot Bates. I like the title of Maggot Bates. That's really cool. Maggot Bates. Yeah.
That doesn't top the title of Fashioning Little Miss Lonesome.
Yeah, I know, but I like Maggot Bates. That's kind of cool.
They came up with some extraordinary names this time.
I had to kill that page, so let's move on to the next story. I'll go and do it.
So maybe it's the page and not just my internet connection.
It could be, man. God damn it, man.
I can see it just fine.
I'm having trouble.
Then you read the last one, because I'm going to
read Maggot Bates. Right. Once born into this world, you must live. That is the single truth that exists for all life in the beginning. Mentors and models to follow, the will to do good and abhor evil, are all a fiction we learn later, a fiction known as ideology. Yeah. Living this fiction is what makes us human. But do we need such ideology to be human as we do our limbs? So like a quadruple amputee is not human. Does that make those who lose or abandon such limbs, ideology, less than human? Does it make them limbless maggots? If so, then this tale is devoid of humans. It is a tale of maggots crawling to survive like the maggots we are.
I like it. I'm playing that one when it comes here. Maggot bait. I like it.
These are like prop lines that are taken straight out of the game. They have no context here because they're strung
together.
It's
kind of like if you remember like the opening cinema from Zone of the Enders, the second runner, where they took lines from all over the place throughout the script and just crammed them together. And while it works in Japanese, it doesn't at all in English.
Yeah, it's not working. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys. This comes to us from Gamatsu, and I'm excited for this, guys. Shin Megami Tensei 4 Apocalypse launches September 20th in the Americas. European release date still to be announced, so Gripper, if you're listening on the archives, you're going to have to wait a little bit, probably.
I hope Deep Silver doesn't do terrible trailers for it.
Yeah. All right, so... let's see.
Oh, yeah, so that's what we have to talk about next.
We'll launch physically and digitally for the 3DS in North America on September 20th, Atlas announced. A physical and digital European release is also planned via publisher Deep Silver, but has yet to be dated. Atlas also released a new trailer introducing the game's cast. Here's a look at some of the useful partners that players will be able to bring to battle. You got Nanashi, who's the silent player controlled protagonist who's trying to become a full-fledged member of the Hunter Association. He gets murdered early in the game by a demon, but is given a second chance at life by the god Dagda. In return, he must serve as Dagda's personal godslayer in the world-changing events to come. I'm not going to read the rest except for the names. You got Asahi, hopefully beer-related maybe, Navarre, Nozomi, Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love that one. I got to read this one. This young gray-haired individual is a member of the Ashura Kai gang, who is ordered to join Nanashi and company in their journey to, quote, watch them. Hallelujah is accompanied by his fox-like pet, demon Chiranupu, who will support him in battle. You got Gaston, hopefully from Beauty and the Beast.
No, awesome.
Yeah.
He's not from Beauty and the Beast, but he's probably fashioned after him, considering he sounds like he's a arrogant blowhard.
Just like Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. That's awesome. Toki and Izabo. So you can read more about the game, apparently, blah, blah, blah. There you go. So exciting news. Shin Megami Tensei 4 Apocalypse coming September 20th. That's awesome. Speaking of Deep Silver Mug, next story, please.
Atlus, Deep Silver, and Sega of America are entering a collaboration to publish multiple Atlus and Sega brand titles all across European and PAL territories. The publishing deal will cover a wide array of future titles for both physical and digital versions across PAL territories, including Seventh Dragon 3 Code VFD, True Goddess Resurrection 4 Apocalypse, and Persona 5. And they have quotes from the parties from Dr. Clemens Kunadratitz. That's just the best name ever. CEO of Koch Media
wow,
and Deep Silver.
Wow, that is... Oh, my God. Read that name again for the people who didn't get it.
Kunadratitz.
No, you're saying it wrong.
It's Kunadratitz.
Yeah, there you go.
We are delighted to have signed this publishing partnership and look forward to using all our pan-European publishing network to maximize the potential of the Atlus and Sega games. I suspect that is machine translated. And Naoto Hiraoka, CEO of Atlus USA. Somehow I would have expected he would be CEO of Atlus Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
In entering this partnership with Deep Silver, I am truly delighted we will be able to release our titles in the European regions. Not only does the deal span multiple titles, but Deep Silver has a strong presence in European and PAL retailers. They have a strong passion for being able to deliver physical games to our fans in those territories, which we hold in high regard.
I like this merger. I like this collaboration, whatever you want to call it. I mean,
the only thing I'm concerned about is more terrible Money Number 9 level trailers.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man.
It's trailer.
Or pre-order bonuses that are god awful, like that.
Speaking of trailers, did you guys see the honest trailer for Money Number 9?
No, I did not.
You should. It is like it's fucking savage.
Link
I'm sitting
me.
Here like, damn.
Link
it's like, it's like they didn't like the game, so they just forfeited the trailer.
Link it.
Wait, which one? The honest trailers.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Breakman
coming to us live from Destructoid. Squinix reportedly getting into the Pachinko.
It's electronic pachinko, basically.
I have never played pachinko.
It's fun.
Squinix has issued a coy statement saying it will not deploy Pachislot machines, but some signs point. Pachi slot machines, but some signs point to the fact that the Lord of Vermillion is still going to get them anyway. What?
So it's basically
so they might do
non-story.
One, but that's it for now.
Oh, yeah, because this is the update on it. Because apparently these days Japanese publishers are looking for ways to diversify, whether it's on the mobile or gambling arena, following in the footsteps of Konami and several other companies. Squinix, Konami, who just stopped making games entirely pretty much. If of any relevance anybody cares about. Squinix is reportedly going to join in – which is a sad moment for me because I love their games. Going to join in the – never mind. I'm not even saying anymore. According to the leaflet, there have been spot in Japan the Star Ocean series and Lord of Vermillion. As we just talked about, Lord of Vermillion is still going to get them anyway, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not real big news. I mean, dude, these Pachi slots. Okay, we have some here in the U.S.
Where
they're not Japanese related. They're more like coin, What do you, like, it's
you,
like
you can probably get them. See, probably, they're probably in Vegas, I'd imagine.
No,
they're
you guys
about, like, just coin tumbling machines.
Yeah, you've seen these.
It's not quite the same as pinball and slot machines.
No, it's not. You guys have seen these things. Have you? Okay, have you seen those machines where there's a bunch of coins that get kind of bulldozed a little bit?
Yep,
and
I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's what. These,
oh, you mean those money stealing machines?
Yeah,
or a scam.
They're, well, actually, dude, I've actually got some cool shit from those machines. Like, I don't know.
Dude, it doesn't count if you hit the machine with the hammer and break the glass. That doesn't count, Frank.
Yeah, but if you're trying to play them legitimately, the odds are very much stacked in your favor.
No question, but I mean, like, if you're going to have fun, like, you know you're going to lose some money. Like, I've gotten... I think I got a Mario chess set. I got a Mario checker set. I got, you know, I mean, it's not enough to justify, like, spending all the money that I did on getting that
stuff.
Here's
how I can sum it up. I worked in an arcade for about a year. Once did anybody win on that machine.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Like, there's no winning on that machine.
And it's kind of like, you know, I won an $8 chess set and I only had to spend $52 to get it.
look.
What did they win? I think they won like 50 tickets or something like that. It's ridiculously stupid.
I get what you guys are saying, but like, Wivix and I just have a good time with it because we don't cheat it.
I mean, I like gambling, not to win money, but for the fun of it. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
And I'll bet you anything, Break, that those 50 tickets were enough to get a spider ring.
Yeah. Spider ring. How funny. No. Like,
ornate spider ring.
You know, you can't – there's no way you can cheat these machines. You can't tilt them. You can't do anything like that. But – on certain ones, like, they got these prices right, like Plinko ones, and you can wait till almost all of the lights are on, and then you can have your hand at getting the last light on, and then you get the jackpot, and it's like a minimum of like 200 tickets. So, you know, you get that, and then you can make some good tickets on it. I mean, you're not, like I said, you're not going to make good. Like, you're not going to get a chess set that's worth $8 for a buck or anything, but, you know, you can make it fun, and that's what I do.
You can get, like, an Xbox for, like, 50,000
tickets. Yeah, 50,000 tickets, something ridiculous, like crazy, yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from Destructoid. The Witcher 3 Game of the Year Edition confirmed by CD Projekt Red. I mean, did we not think there was going to be a Witcher 3 Game of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, given how popular the game is, and
right.
You know, how
I'm glad I haven't bought it yet.
Yep. Confirmed by Eurogamer, CD Projekt Red is going ahead with the Witcher 3 Game of the Year Edition. It will include all the free DLC that has been given out, as well as both the Hearts of Stone and Blood and Wine expansions. More details, quote, including the release date, oh boy, will be shared in the future. So that's as much as I want to spend time on it if we don't have a release date. So it's really not a non-story. We're getting a Game of the Year edition of Witcher 3 at some point, apparently. So there you go. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is a big what if, because there's been no confirmation one way or the other, because apparently some people were saying conflicting things. But it says this is from GoNintendo.com. And it says Dragon Quest VII localization apparently returns to MIDI music, or what they're calling MIDI, because people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to music in games. Because MIDI is just a resequencing; it's not an actual music file.
Actually, MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. You know, MIDI itself doesn't sound like anything. It's like
it's basically like a sheet for the computer to try to process.
Yeah, it depends on the, you know, it depends entirely on, like, but the thing is, like, just if it's on, like, the DS, but, like, the DS and the 3DS, they do use MIDI music. That, I mean, it actually is a MIDI file format that they use to compose on, so to the PlayStation.
Okay. But it says, Hands-On reports that with Dragon Quest VII, give retro fans something to be excited about, or modern gamers something reason to be set. Apparently, the localization of Dragon Quest VII uses MIDI music instead of the orchestration suite for in past Dragon Quest remakes, which... considering the music the little music I could eke out from the Treehouse presentation, this doesn't seem to be the case unless they had a different build.
I doubt this is the case.
But yeah. I think this is just – somebody went on the internet, posted it in paranoia,
yep.
And
yep.
The fact of the matter is that this game, along with Dragon Quest VIII, used the Symphonic Suites as their soundtracks. But the thing is, the Symphonic Suites didn't cover the entire game soundtrack. So certain parts of the game did retain the original tracks, like the nighttime tracks. And that's probably what they heard when they came up with this article.
I doubt very seriously that this is...
Or they're actually giving us the option of switching soundtracks.
That would be nice. That would be really cool. All right. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think...
If it does turn out to be the fact that they replace the soundtrack, it's probably due to licensing, because... Symphonic Suites are actually licensed music.
That's really weird, man. Record like that to me, that would be actually kind
that's
of jarring.
That's not unusual at all.
Yeah, that's jarring to me. Like if you were to play this game and not get the orchestra, like if I was playing Dragon Quest VIII and I didn't get the orchestral version, that would suck.
I think the only reason the Android and iOS version of Dragon Quest VIII didn't have the Symphonic Suites because it's actually based on the Japanese original. Not the North American release.
Yeah.
All right, if this has MIDI music, I'd imagine, you know, what we just talked about. But anyways, I'd imagine it might be for cost-cutting measures.
That well, too.
Probably, but still, if you have the files, it's not... I don't think it's...
Like, it might...
Because they could have, like, been able to afford the licensing, but maybe... I mean, maybe they were allowed, but maybe they didn't have the money for it.
Are you serious?
Well, copyright and licensing of that kind of stuff in Japan doesn't work the same way as it does here.
Different. Oh, God knows.
Like, and you know, if this were an American company, whatever, like, if say you got composer X to do music for for company Y, then the music belongs to company Y, in perpetuity. But it doesn't work that way over in Japan.
Yeah, I like the way they do it in Japan, but it muddles the water when it comes to video games, for sure. That's why it's so hard to get things localized a lot of times, is because issues with licensing and shit like that. So
yeah. I remember when they brought out the original Mobile Suit Gundam locally, it was dub only because they were, whatever the Sunrise, I think, absolutely refused to license the Japanese track, audio track.
Yeah,
I wonder how they changed their minds when they got a Blu-ray re-release.
I don't know.
I'm guessing dollar signs were involved in them changing their minds.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Atlus will be releasing a demo for Etrian Odyssey 5.
You skipped one again.
Did I?
Yeah. Yes.
That's all right. Go ahead.
You can blame my internet connection too.
I blame Brake and his ugly face.
You might as well read both though, so just continue reading this one.
I know. Save data from the demo. It's okay, Brake. I love you.
Okay.
Save data from the demo, including character creation, level acquired skills, and items, can be carried over to the final version when it launches on August 4th. Atlus says there will be no difference between the demo's game systems, including character creation, when compared with the final versions. Street Pass features will also be accessible. I always love when companies do demo. Yeah, but I mean, I like when they do that kind of thing where doing the demo. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to repeat the same stuff.
Especially with a demo that big,
area of the game.
Yeah, that's the shit that sucks, is when you have to redo it and stuff. But no, that's kind of cool. All right. Breakman, last story, please.
Okay, coming to us live. That was weird. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Valkyrie Drive Bikini coming west in 2016.
Bikini?
Bikini. I do think that given the game, I think Bikini is probably more accurate.
Right.
The new action game from the producers of the Shinran Kagura series combines high-octane busty brawling and an aerial-based combat system with pleasure-based weaponry.
I'm wondering why XE couldn't even do this, though. And we have to rely on a European publisher to do it in the US and the UK.
Yeah, hang on. Let Brake finish. He needs to finish the sentence.
Yeah.
It's pleasure-based weaponry. And what was it? What else was it, Brake?
Instructable clothing.
fuck's sake.
Basically, the girls have to kiss each other, so they're lesbians.
Hold on. Let me get into the story, Eric, before you start running it. In the world of Valkyrie Drive, a group of girls have been infected with the mysterious armed virus. When infected, the girls either become X-Tars, who transform into high-powered weapons when sexually aroused.
Sweet.
Or liberators who after triggering a transformation, have the power to wield the X-Star's weapon form, the liberator arms. Grinding from new and more powerful weapons will never be tedious again.
I think it's going to be scissoring for new and more powerful weapons.
Scissoring. That might be in here. The features of this game, when two girls get it on, one girl turns into a super weapon.
I don't know how it works in real life.
That's what I thought, too. Wield your incredible pleasure-powered weapons to take on hordes of enemies. Your pleasure-powered weapons. Ultra-fast hack and slash...
Hitachi wand.
Ultra-fast hack and slash action with a focus on stylish aerial combos and boobs. Oh, I added boobs. I'm sorry. Power up your weapons by turning on your girlfriends. like play with her boobs. Weapons can be leveled up in strength of up to 15 times, getting bigger and more awesome looking.
I bet.
Just like boobs. Take your favorite girls to the dressing room and rub and touch to raise their levels. This is the best grinding I've ever heard of. Choose between 7 playable characters to master. Return of the Clothing Destruction System. Clothes get more
rare. I think I actually may have to get this game. It sounds so freaking weird.
Yeah. 28 story missions to tackle with high-quality anime visuals. And then there's up to four players online. But,
you know what's funny? You know what's funny, guys, is I saw the headline to this, and I was like, Bukkake, what? But I wasn't far off, man. Like, it's pretty suggestive.
No, you were very far off. There's nothing comparable to a Bukkake in this. I don't even see that there is a man involved in this game at all.
No men. There you go.
Yeah, so there can't be a Bukkake. But by the way, this sounds like all the best game I've
ever played. Although I'm sure everybody playing it will... usually be a guy and they'll be
cocky in their own room.
All right, Eric.
Dolls or something.
For there to be Bukkake, there has to be a target.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to do it with their little action figures or stuff.
Their little waifus, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. These guys are awful. All right, homie discounts. Apparently there's a Kemco sale, Eric.
Yep. Yep. As Divine Menace, Elegna Tactica, and more Kemco RPGs on sale for $1 in July. This is from Silicon Era. And from July 1st to 7th, so it's already over now.
Oh, shit. So never mind.
Oh, why are we reading it then?
No. Hold on.
No, wait.
There's more.
Wait. It's spread out. That was just for Eclipse of Illusion. But from July 8th to 14th, it'll be Grace of Latul. And As Divine Menace will go on sale from July 15th to 21st, and July 22nd to 29th, Legna Tactica will be marked down.
There you go. Break, do you have any of these games?
That's a weird staggered sale plan.
That is.
That is kind of odd. That's way different from what we normally get. So you're telling me you want me to stop Final Fantasy Record Keeper?
Yeah, and get some of these
games. No, that's not going to happen.
For $1, that's man. $1. $1.
Free. Free.
Free. Get out of here, you cheap bastard. All right, MXT is in chat. So what's up, MXT? MXT, hey, he didn't come in as Hulk Hogan or somebody else. He must have a fever. All right, let's move on.
We can start again. Hey, that's my joke, MXT. Stop trying to copy me.
All right, any Twitter questions, Breakman?
I'm sorry you asked.
Yeah. I'm sure we got something.
Okay. Camping is better than DQ8, according to Freak5 Chaos.
No, it is not.
I'm not sure even I would go for that one.
It is not.
But camping is fucking awful.
I like camping, but it is not better.
But we talked fishing. About what you were talking
is
about.
Is fishing Frank better than Dragon Quest 8?
Oh, God, that's a tough one, but no.
Actually, yeah, because you can get some food out of it.
Oh, get out of here, you son of a bitch. All right.
If you sold Dragon Quest VIII, you can get some food.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm not selling Dragon Quest VIII. So
I mean, but to be fair, you'd have to find some weird delusional lunatic to actually
get out of here,
that
Mug. You son of a bitch! I don't even want to hear your shit. All right, move on. What else?
This gets better because he referred me to Urban Dictionary for the term "dirty Frank." A sex act in which a man inserts a cheese log in his ass,
what?
Then uses it to penetrate his partner.
Oh, God.
That is awful.
That is awful.
dirty
it's prank. Really awful. Ugh.
There's also
it's almost as bad as a dirty Sanchez.
There's a sub definition to a dirty Frank. When an overweight person lifts up their fat rolls and rubs under them with their hand, then slaps you with it.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, there you go. That makes a little more sense.
What? Really, Frank? Even one of these makes me want to like. I want to throw my computer away and pretend I've never seen the internet.
All right, moving on.
I know too much now, and I can't erase it.
Dude, Urban Dictionary, it's awesome. You should check it out sometime.
Can I pour bleach in my ears without erasing memory?
All right, what else we got?
Freak5cast sent me a video of a firework called the Poopy Puppy Firework, which is basically it looks like a dog shitting. What happens is, and we actually had this firework this year, Freak. So what happens is it shoots some sparks out of its butt, and then like there's like a snake that comes out of it, so it looks like it's shit.
Yeah, no, it's one of those ash snakes.
That's nasty.
So I just pulled up the video, and yeah, it says Poopy Puppy, and it's like the dog has this teeth gritted, strange look on its face. It's just an ash snake.
Yeah, basically we found that at Party at Trav's. They had a lot of like unique fireworks there. But so yes, I actually had this firework this year.
Poopy Puppy Firework? I'm looking that shit up.
I mean, it's like 30 seconds long.
It's
just an ash snake that's on its side.
The best part of the firework is the dog image on it, not the firework itself.
Oh, the firework kind of sucks. Yeah, it kind of looks.
It's just a snake that comes up. All it is, you light it up and you get a little tube of ash. That's all it does.
That's all it does. It does the old snake thing. It doesn't like spark out or.
Yeah. Then there's some sparks that come out of the butt a little bit.
That's kind of cool.
It's all snake for the most part.
Oh my God. That's awful. I'm looking at it now. It's pretty funny though, the way they got the dog kind
of. Well, I guess the dog is the best part of the firework.
Yeah, it is. Although I just clicked on the link here. There's something that looks very similar, and it's a hen laying egg, and they just lit the fuse. And it's burning down. Where is it going to start something? Maybe I'm being duped here.
Yeah, you're being duped.
It went out. Actually, you had to use like a butane torch to get it to go off. It's basically like a little miniature Roman candle where it shoots out a few little bulbs.
Like I said, it's okay. It's kind of light. You can get a lot of those types of fireworks at Party at Trav's.
That's a cute firework for kids. Like I'd be okay.
They had a Ferris wheel one that was actually really neat. I kind of liked it for – I don't know how much he paid for it, probably too much. But it's kind of neat if you have kids, you want to entertain them.
All right. What else we got? Anything else on Twitter?
I'm really sorry.
Oh, and there's an alternate version of the Poopy Puppy called Sir Dumps-a-Lot.
Sir Dumps-a-Lot.
What? This I don't know
of. Sir Dumps-a-Lot. It's exactly the same thing, just a different name and a different dog image. Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
I would also like to mention at Party of Trav's, a lot of the firework covers on these, I'm guessing these are like off-brand fireworks or something, they used images of Xbox 360 games and PlayStation 3 games.
Oh, already.
So on one firework, there's like Ryu Hayabusa.
That's cool.
What's this firework called? Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like literally, the firework was called like Ninja Assassin or something like that, and there's a picture of Ninja Guy and Ryu Hayabusa. I'm like,
that's very commonplace. That's like Hot Topic type shit.
I would buy one that was Erotic Violence, that was named Erotic Violence. That would be cool.
I think that Poopy Puppy covered that.
Yeah, Poopy Puppy. All right, let's move on. Anything else on Twitter?
Yeah, this is the worst. This is one of his worst one yet.
Oh, my God. That's saying a lot.
Would you rather fall asleep every night watching your grandparents have sex?
Oh, my God. What is it with the parents and grandparents having
sex? I don't know.
Whole shock of that would probably put me asleep.
Or join in once to make it stop.
Oh, God.
Not answering either of these. This is gross.
Because I read this earlier, unfortunately, I've had to think about it.
Well, look, check this out.
I would go with since my grandparents are all dead, yeah. I would go with the first option.
Yeah, see, all my grandparents are dead too, man. So it's
gonna be like, it'd be nice to see them again. Like, ah, oh, I wish you had clothes on, but it's nice to see you, Grandma.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
can you talk to me about something else?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what's going on.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Yep, there you go. He wants to join in. There you go.
just Eric. Wants to stop. Doesn't want to join in. He just wants to stop. I get that.
I find since my grandparents were also dead, I'd go with Brace Answer.
Mm. Yeah. All right. MXT says he keeps thinking the show starts at 8 Eastern. His mind is fucked. I did not hear that, MXT, and I really don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. I got my own thing going on here. Fuck whatever's going on.
Burn it into your memory, 7 p.m.
What's happening? Something's happening at all games
now?
I have no idea.
I really don't give a shit.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Write it down somewhere then, MXT, and then remember where you wrote it down.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, let's move on. What have you been playing? I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest, of course. That's kind of what I play every day, and a little bit of SingStar.
Not a game.
It is a game, man. There's some skill involved in that, dude. Like, I tried fucking my hardest to get on any chart. Like, Whippix and my kids are killing me, man. And I can't... Any song. Like, the only chance I got is if we get a new song and I do it first. Otherwise, I am nowhere to be found on those fucking charts, man. My family just kills me.
Apparently, Derek H. is leaving all games.
What? Dude, Eric, I don't want to give 2 seconds to that. Like, I honestly, I don't care. Yes. Who cares? What have you been playing, Eric?
I finished Kara over the weekend. I haven't read the review yet, but... played a little bit more Langrisia Reincarnation. Tensei. Yes, it's a part of the title. It shouldn't be, but it is. And I played through Jisenjo no Mao, which translated is the devil on D string.
The devil on D string? Oh, wow.
In D string.
I'm glad it's not the devil on G string. That would have been worse.
Actually, it is G string, but it's G string in the musical sense.
Oh, fuck. Can you imagine that?
Oh, so this is a completely different movie from what I saw.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. All right. Anything else, Eric, that you've been playing?
That's all I really did the week. All
right. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Well, we talked about Final Fantasy already. And let me see. Apparently, I've been playing Hash Plants vs. Zombies Hemp Garden Warfare 2.
Yep, there you go.
I'm guessing these are pot jokes, Frank.
Yes, same as last week.
I mean, of course they're pot jokes.
Yeah, so I've been playing that. It's actually, it's a lot of fun. I've actually been playing the single player a lot more. I know I was saying it's boring, but it's been... It's been easier to unlock stuff for single player sometimes. And I played Halo, which added a new they added the firefight option back into it. And this is a new kind of firefight, which kind of combines Warzone into firefight, which is amazingly awesome. It's a lot of fun, so I've been doing that too.
There you go. Anything else?
If you like killing shit.
All right. Mug.
Well, mostly what I've been playing, I got that, they had that Telltale Games collection on PS4 on sale. Mm-hmm. And you could buy all 5 games for like $22.
Yep.
So I grabbed that. And so I've been playing through Tales from the Borderlands, and
I want to know about this.
Yeah, I finished the fourth episode. It's really funny. I played the original Borderlands a little bit, and I was just like, this isn't really doing anything for me. But
see, I'm huge into Borderlands. That's why I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's very Telltale game. It's the writing is really sharp. The voice acting's good. I mean, you've got like your main characters are like it's Troy Baker, Jennifer Hale, Nolan North. And I just, several, fairly big names.
Just getting the A-listers, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, basically, it's video game A-list voice talent. And the voice acting is really good. The comedy is great. There's a scene in episode 4, which was, I swear is the silliest goddamn thing I've ever seen. We're talking like a massive action movie shootout where no one actually has guns and they're all doing finger guns and going, dying and stuff. It was shit like grenades, where you actually have to play it like a QTE, and it's like This is one of the silliest goddamn things I've ever seen. But like one, and one of the nice things about it is like you have these two characters, and they're essentially it opens up with them being, you know, kind of dragged through the desert, and they're having to recount how they got here to the person who's holding them through, at gunpoint. And they're both unreliable narrators. So every once in a while, it's like, you know, the story will, like, suddenly things will take this weird left turn. Like, somebody does something, like, improbably badass, and they're like, that's not what happened. And or, like, we had the one, the girl who's played by Jennifer Hales, her name's Fiona, she's talking about the Troy Baker's character and his friend. And there's like, and basically, they're like, you know, you did this, and it's like, I wouldn't do this, and it's like, and then they're like, and so they're making up, and then it's like, yeah, it's like, we're bros, yeah, of course we're bros, and it's like, it starts cutting back and forth between them, and it's like, bros, and then suddenly it cuts back to her talking, and she's like, bros, and the other guy's like, we don't talk like that, and it's like, it was just really good stuff, you know, enjoyable, likable characters, really solid writing. And I'm really pleased with it. I'm actually, once I'm done with the podcast, I'm probably going to finish off the season or episode 5.
Yeah, I love the humor of the Borderlands. Like in the first one, there wasn't a lot until they added the DLC.
No.
Like General Knox, for instance, like a guy who just really hates his job and hates his life. And when you walk in on him, he's about to commit suicide. He's like, "Well, this is just bad timing." So, you know, I guess we gotta fight.
Handsome Jack plays a significant role in this as well.
Handsome Jack's fucking hilarious, too.
Oh. Yeah.
I love the Borderlands. Also,
evil and sadistic.
Yeah, I got that much. But I've also played a little bit of Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
I downloaded that. How is it?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, this, you know, it's very straightforward. I mean, it's very streamlined. One thing that really struck me about it, I mean, it looks really nice. You know, it's all like the 2D... sprite work and everything, which looks really good, but visually, the aesthetic of it, like especially in combat, like the overworld and stuff like that, it reminds me very much of Samurai Shodown RPG.
Hmm.
Like
I mean, if you like see footage and everything of it, just like the art style of the overworld and everything, and the art style of the characters, the way they move in the combat and everything, because everything's animated. But it just the aesthetic just really reminds me of that. I'm like, oh, that's kind of neat. Just
I download it, but you know, I go to play it and it's like, well, I could be, you know, I got to do some other stuff in Record Keeper first. Oh, yeah, it's 2 a.m. already. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's actually a story to this, and it's like, huh, this is actually, you know, pretty solid little engine. I wouldn't mind seeing more done with it.
Yeah, there's barely a story that, even though there's a bunch of like text based shit, there's barely a story to Record Keeper. And what story you have is stupid.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's everything that everybody's been playing. Let's move on to our stinkos. I'll just go down line here. Eric, you have definitely a stinko.
My stinko is that Wendy's has had a credit card breach, and I was one of the unfortunate people affected by it.
Ouch, dude. I was there with the Target breach.
I've got an article here from Engadget. It says, Wendy's says over 1,000 locations affected by credit card breach. It says, fast food chain Wendy's announced in February that it was looking into a possible security breach. Franchise followed up in May, confirming that it found malware on its point-of-sale systems as being used to nab credit card info. Stolen details were said to include the including credit or debit card, credit card number, expiration date, cardholder information value or verification value, sorry, and service code from less than 300 locations. Last month, the company provided an update which would put it up to 1,000 locations or over 1,000. And so basically their systems got stuck with malware, and that's how codes were able to be ripped off of their servers or whatever.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I did read.
So it's just, the company says that the malware has been disabled at all locations or has been discovered to be installed. So I still wouldn't recommend anybody going there if you had the intent to pay with the card for like a good month or whatever.
Cash only, or do not go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to use way more cash. It's
it says if you made a purchase at one of those, the company is offering a year of fraud protection and identity restoration free of charge.
Yeah, there you go, Eric. That'll help you, dude. Like, that'll help get things in order.
And since we're on this,
asked for a new card for the credit card company, so it doesn't really matter now.
It does matter, dude. You take advantage of that.
I could take advantage of the fraud protection so it doesn't happen again, but that's it.
Yeah, I would definitely take advantage of that, and they can repair whatever damage was done or is done in the next year, dude. Like, that's a golden.
None of my money was taken, but the attempt was made.
Yeah.
So I apparently had the whoever took my code charged my card with $1 apparently at a gas station in New York.
Oh, that's cool. $1.
Apparently people do this to see if the card works, and then if so, then they proceed to take more money.
Yeah, that's
very common. When that shit happened to me, like they did that at a gas station. They spent like $1, and then they spent like the rest of my money at that fucking gas station.
I heard my sister had a similar experience at Target, because I remember the Target thing that happened a while back.
Yeah,
I was a part of that.
Mm.
So that sucks, dude, but I would definitely take advantage of that year.
I don't know what happened with my card the first time it got frauded, which is like back in February or like somewhere around there, where someone from Walmart tried to spend $300 even though I had no money in my account.
Jackasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll get back on track. Everything will be back to normal real soon on that. I would definitely
take my card will probably be here by the end of next week, if not the middle of next week.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's move on to Breakman. You have a Stinko.
Oh, yesterday afternoon.
all my troubles seem so far away.
Yesterday.
Okay.
And that's why Frank can't get a decent score on SingStar.
No, I know why I can't get a decent score.
Frank, I'll have to ask you about how I try to take advantage of this. Do I have to like show the Wendy's that this happens? I don't know how I'd do that.
I don't know, but you could follow the link in that chat, or you can do a little Googling, and maybe that'll help. Go to Wendy's.com. I'm sure that'll be info for you.
I'd probably not on their website. You'd probably have to Google this.
I wonder what exactly at time I
is their front website
on there that my code was compromised.
I don't know, but we'll find out.
Maybe you need to call the corporate office.
That's a possibility too. All right, let's.
If you just give me free frosties for a year, then I'll be fine.
Yeah,
well, those frosties are good. I wish I could eat them.
I know. All right, let's see. Let's move on. Breakman, your Stinko.
So yesterday afternoon, about 4 or so, I got a message from Mrs. Breakman that there was a stray dog in our yard.
Oh,
like,
no.
Okay, that's normal. You know, there's stray dogs all the time running through the neighborhood. People fucking mistreat their animals, don't take care of them, just let them run, whatever. You know, you gotta go poop? Go outside. What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, so she gives me this message. I'm like, okay. And she's telling me this dog is, like, sweet and friendly and stuff like that. And she was also telling me, like, she looks like she's been beat up. And I get home, this dog has cuts all the way up and down her front legs. It looks like one paw had been broken.
Oh, no.
And didn't heal right. This dog looked like it had just had puppies, too. This dog looked like it was being bred for dog fighting.
Yeah, sucks.
For a bait dog, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I did something I thought I would never do, and I called the SPCA yesterday.
Yeah.
We went door to door to try and find somebody, and we didn't find anybody claiming to own the dog or anything like that. So the SPCA took her, and they're giving her shots and her treatment and all that stuff because she was not taken care of. And early today, Mrs. Brigman gives me a message that apparently the owner contacted them already. Which, if the owner knew, like, because they did this just this morning, and she contacted me at maybe noon. They don't – I think they open at, like, 8, so yeah. I'm thinking that the owner was one of the people that we went to door-to-door, and they denied or even – or it was one of the people that didn't come to their door. So now I'm thinking that one of my neighbors is running a dog fighting operation of some sort.
Ugh. That sucks, man. That's awful. That's really awful.
So I guess I have to keep an eye on my neighbors now. And this dog, we're going to keep an eye on her. Especially we're going to – I don't know if that person actually got her today or not. But if they don't, I know Mrs. Brakeman wants to take her. Because she was really – this is like a really sweet and friendly dog.
Yeah.
She was really like beat up.
Yeah, if you guys got an opportunity, it's meant to be, dude. I'm not into all that, you know, like, you know, it's a sign from God and all this shit. But, you know, that's as close.
But you strike me as such a spiritual person, Frank.
Yeah, I know.
He sent me a note.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, thank you.
God
Jesus.
Sent me a post-it.
Yeah, exactly. That really sucks, Brakeman. Well, I hope everything works.
Yeah,
out.
I hope that there isn't like a dog fighting operation like close to us. I think it'd be something you'd hear like dogs fighting, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless but there could be people just breeding them close to us for the dog fighting.
That really
which
sucks.
Is what she looked like a bait dog, which is basically like they breed them and then they use them they used them as bait to make their fighting dog stronger, like go attack this dog.
Right.
And she was terrified of our dog.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
Too. And our dog's the sweetest dog on the planet who does not like the fight at all.
Yeah.
So.
Man, that sucks, man. It's like my dog. I have a basset hound that wouldn't hurt a fly.
This was a full-blooded pit, and my dog's a half-pit.
Yeah.
Which is also another problem because we try and contact like no-kill shelters and stuff like that, and none of them want to deal with a pit.
Ugh. God, what a bunch of stupid shit, man. I love pit bulls, man. Pit bulls are awesome dogs, man. They're great dogs.
Yeah, this dog was really sweet. Like, I walk up to her and she starts licking my hand right away and rubbing on me. I'm like, God damn, dog, I just met you.
Yeah, hopefully – I mean, if nobody takes it, I'm sure, Brakeman, you would give it a fine home for sure, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was worried about this dog being, for one thing, having disease or something like that, having fleas and, like, passing it on to my pets, but which is why – one of the reasons I called the SPCA, but the other was obvious signs of abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sucks, man.
It's like every time she walks, I see this dog like walking like halfway on the one leg because the one leg looks like it was broken and never like put in a cast or anything like that. They just let her like go like that.
Yeah.
That
sucks,
it's,
man.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sick, but let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to Mug. You've got a stinko and a half, boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody knows about all the shit that's been going on with, like, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, the shootings and everything, and then the shootings in Dallas apparently as a result of that, and the shit with the robot that the police used to kill the shooter, and then all the racial tensions and all this kind of, it's been very draining. It's not helped at all by all the temperature is getting hotter, it's hotter and hotter and hotter. It's like it's 105 out today. And this is southern heat, which is full of humidity as well, which makes it even worse.
Awful.
I'm thoroughly annoyed at the very existence of Pokemon Go at the moment.
I'm not. I understand why you are, though, man.
Like, I'm just sick of people talking about it all the time.
Yeah, and well, there's that, and it's like, my wife decided to install it ostensibly for the sake of my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, my wife is a highly irritable person.
a woman.
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Was that honest? You know,
is that honest?
No, but it's like, you know, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, the woman lives in constant pain, like constant severe pain. It's like, okay, I get it. But it's like, you know, I go out and we want to go down to this place where they, like, this country store where they sell some stuff that she wanted to get. It's like, okay. But she's like, okay, I want to go over here because this thing's dinging at me. It's like, there's something over here. It's like, all right. So we go and we stop by this fountain that's in front of this restaurant. And she's like, okay, I got it. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then so I start leaving, and she gets all grumpy at me. It's like, no, don't leave yet. It's like, I'm not done yet. She's like, you know, it's like she just kind of barks at me about it. I'm like, it's fucking Pokemon. You know, it's like, I don't have anything especially against Pokemon, but I couldn't give a flying fuck about it.
Yeah, I understand, dude. But like my son.
But it's just like, but that on top, it's like, you know, it's a game and I don't want an argument over it.
Yeah.
But that's like a minor thing. I was just like, all right, I'm already sick of everything to do with Pokemon Go. It's like it's been out for, 2 days? And I'm like, oh, fuck this game.
Yeah, I know. But, like, a lot of people are having a ton of fun. The only bad thing so far is, like, these servers are crashing like crazy.
And all the I saw a story on Twitter about it that was all fake.
Yeah. I don't doubt that it's going to happen because people are idiots and they don't pay attention to stuff. It's like, and it's not because of the game, it's because they can't stop messing with their fucking phones long enough to keep their eyes on the goddamn
road.
It's
like talking to the phone and not paying attention to traffic. It's basically
I mean, it's basically like, you know, texting while driving. It's the exact same thing. It's nothing to do with the game itself. It's just the I saw a nice story where it's like, you know, you had this where it's like I was doing this and I wound up going into an area of town where I wouldn't have normally have gone, and you know, wound up, it's like, I'm this 40-year-old guy.
It's kind of like geocaching.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's like the thing was, like, he wound up in this area. It's like running into this couple of black guys who were also playing the game, and they were like in their 20s, and then they basically say, like, oh, I found this over there, and like, can you know, this 20-something black guys talking to this 40-something white guy. Who, you know, about, and basically just kind of, you know, kind of shooting the shit. It's like, you know, talking about the game. And then a cop shows up. It's like, it turns out that a 40-something black, you know, white guy talking to two, you know, 20-something black guys looks a lot like a drug deal. And so the cop comes over. It's like, oh, and says, what's going on here?
Way
and
they're like, stereotype. No,
we're actually talking this game. But what,
well, if
hang
you
on,
count
hang on.
Pokemon as a drug.
I know. But the part that's kind of cool is like, and the cop was like, what's going on here? And so they explain them to the game to him. And the cop downloaded it and asked them how to play. So it's like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Well, at least no black people were shot.
That's one good thing.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I'm finding out, the biggest stinko for me personally is, like, you know, on a global, you know, zoomed out scale, yes, all the racial shit and the shootings and everything. For me personally, what's having the most immediate effect on me is that I'm probably not going to be employed for much longer.
Oh no, man, not again.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, the shit thing is that I work for a small company and, you know, money's been really tight and everything. But the thing is, and here's the part that's like, this is a little shady. He won't fire me. He won't just, you know, he won't terminate my contract, essentially. He won't terminate my employment. And the reason for that is that if he lets me go, then I can file for unemployment, which will raise his unemployment tax rate.
Oh, motherfucker, man. Son of a bitch.
Keeping you as a slave.
Can't you?
That's wrong.
Can't you file a grievance?
The thing is, essentially, cutting my hours back to nearly nothing. Well, what's funny is, like, all right, well, essentially you've made, like, the world's most unmotivated employee. But, you know, it's like, okay. Essentially, since my wife also works for him and, you know, does, you know, she has a much more prominent, you know, position. Like, she's the office manager. I was basically like data entry kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, but it's just, it's a little frustrating. So
that
it's like,
sucks,
you
know, dude.
And like the other day when I came there, he actually showed me like a job opportunity that he ran across. And like,
oh, what an
wow,
ass.
That, I'm like, that's kind of not cool.
You know, dude, the more I think about it, Mug, you should just – I know it's easy to say from the outside, but you should pack up and move here, dude. Move the fam here. Like, there's plenty of jobs. You could get a job in this industry for sure. Like, there's – dude, like, I don't know, man. It just – to me, like, it sounds like there is shit for jobs there. Like, literally nothing. And you really should.
Yeah, the job market's not great.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, despite what people say, like, people are saying that the job market is there now, and it's not. Trust me, I know, dude. I've been there. So hang in there, Mug, dude. Like, I mean, I would give some serious thought to moving, dude.
I mean, I would love to move. It's just right now, it's like, in order to, you know, one of the things that is required to be able to move somewhere is having a you know, definitive destination, and also having finances to do it.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like, it's tough. But I told Wifix, you know, I really, like, this is getting into the Dallas shit. I'm going to save my Stinko and Sweeto for when we discuss Dallas. But I was telling Wifix, like, I like, you said it right. Like, rising racial tensions. I'm part of the group that thinks the cops should stop. You know, I don't think they should be doing what they're doing. And I know there's a big contingency of people in this country, like a huge, like more than half of the people in this country think that cops are good, and, you know, they're doing good natured things for the community, and they're protecting us. And, you know, I'm here to say, like, I've seen video proof that that's not the case, you know. So yeah.
And the thing is, I don't think that, you know, it's like, I don't think all cops are bad. But the problem is, it's like, you know, that whole thin blue line shit.
Yeah, no, you know, I disagree with you, Mug, for this reason, because of what you just said, that thin blue line. Like, if you they have these billboard signs here that say, if you see something, say something, right? Well, yeah. The cops don't ascribe to that. So why would they expect us to do the same thing? Wifix and I were talking, and she said, look, I'm afraid to call the cops. Like, if somebody's having an argument next door, or, you know, something's going on, I don't want anybody to get killed. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right in your thinking. Like, I feel the same way. I can't trust that when I call a cop to, you know, break up a fight or, you know, help somebody out, that they're not going to go there and just, you know, take their guns out and shoot somebody. So I just don't trust.
And the problem is, like, it's like, I don't know, you know, I can probably do that kind of thing because I'm white.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, there's the thing. Like, I don't care if you're white. I would be uncomfortable calling for white people as I would black people or Mexican people or anything. Then it should not be that way. You know, it should not be that way. But we'll move on. Let's move on to our Sweetos, and then we'll get to I think Eric has the lulls, and then we'll get to the Dallas stuff. And I'll start off because I didn't do my Stinko or my Sweeto. So. Moria, you're Sweeto.
It's not really a lulls, but I don't know where else to put it. So
hold on, Mug, you're
and you know, like I said, I'm really enjoying the games and going to, you know, I'll replay like the Wolf Among Us, you know, that is Wolf Frank. And
fuck off.
No, but I'm just messing with you, dude.
I know,
but and the. So I mean, I've been having fun with that. So that's nice. And in the midst of all this heat, all that work that we got done earlier this year to replace the AC and get that coating and stuff on the roof has really paid off.
That's good, like, dude. Because
I mean, like, the temperature will still rise in the house sometimes. I mean, we've gotten up to like 78 when we're cooking.
Yeah.
But you know, we keep it at 72. And it's like, you know, and when it's 105 degrees out, if you're keeping it at 75, you're doing pretty damn well.
Yeah. Dude, like, our AC sucks, dude. We're going to have to get it fixed, and I'm dreading it because I know that can cost us a lot of money that I just don't have at the moment. Like, later on, I'll probably have the money, but I got too much shit going on right now, so
I don't know. I don't know what your finances look like, but if you have any kind of credit, financing usually is an option.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, dude. I'm tired.
Now, trust me, I understand you don't. But I also don't know what the weather's like there. I don't know how survivable it is without AC,
dude.
I know that this house would. I mean, the house where we live right now, it would be a literal death trap.
We have a bigger house than yours. Like, it's a townhome. It's Denver, so it's not quite as humid, but lately it's been super humid and hot. It's almost unbearable, and it just sucks. But, you know, we're working on things. Like, our finances are okay. Like, we're keeping afloat, and that's all that matters right now. But pretty soon we should be in really good shape. I'm hoping for some really good news here real soon. So
So you're gonna go back to selling your body?
Yeah, well, I was, yeah, actually. How'd you guess, man? I get a premium, rich man, so, you know.
Yeah, he gets paid in food stamps.
Get the fuck out of here, son of a bitch. I'll take food stamps right now, man.
I know. It's essentially like, oh, what? It's money.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman, you're sweet-o, dude. If you have one. Yay, nay, none? Okay, he has none. I don't know if he's on mute now or what. But, all right, Eric, you have a lulls. Let's get to your lulls.
Oh, it's not really a lulls, but like I said, I didn't know where else to put it. I mean, I guess there is some things you could laugh about this, but it's from Destructoid.com. It says, a copy of Undertale is presented to the Pope from MatPat. And if you know who MatPat is, he does the game theory videos.
Yeah, that's really cool.
This is the type of thing you normally shake your head at and write off, but it actually happened. So part of the World Summit on the Internet at the Vatican, which is a thing, apparently. I didn't know about this until this article popped up. But this popular YouTuber, MatPat, was invited and was given the opportunity to present a gift to the Pope. And it says in the video below, he explains why he ended up choosing Undertale, which is given to the Pope Francis in the form of a digital Steam code. In essence, he thinks that it not only represents where we're at as a community, but also falls in line with the Year of Mercy theme that the Vatican decreed this year, despite the fact that the church has a whole bunch of problems.
I bet you if MatPat presented them with a copy of Hide the Salami, they would be all over it, man.
Yeah, but anyways, I just think it's a joke that the Pope would say something like that, because of course he would, because it's PR. But
right.
I also know what else the Pope has done.
Yeah, it's like today, kids, we're going to be playing Shelter the Pedophile.
Yeah, exactly.
And where's the Year of Mercy there?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on. I have a quick review.
I thought the video itself was good, and it's probably one of Game Theory's better videos because it doesn't go far-fetched, crazy, nutso. Okay. I forgot the word for this. Fringe artistry that he usually goes for, and that he tries to overthink things in video games.
Yeah.
To ridiculous degrees.
All right, let's move on. I have a real quick review. It's more of a plug for a movie called Search Party. It's pretty funny. Wivix and I had a real fun time watching that movie. It was really good. It's just one of those campy, like, I don't know, like not slapstick comedy, but just stupid comedy that you just laugh at. But so go check out that movie. All right. We're going to get to free-for-all. Let me start, guys, because I've got...
Apparently Break's Stinko next week will probably be whatever is going on right now.
I guess.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either, dude. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. Like, okay. This shit's escalating.
I'm going to roll my Stinko Sweeto all into this Dallas discussion, guys. I'm glad we got time to actually talk about this, but my Stinko was going to be, hold on, let me get to it here, the media and the douchebag journalists asking dumb questions. I think it was Sterling that was wrestled to the ground and shot. I saw the video. It's very disturbing. I don't recommend anybody watching it. It's awful. It almost made me throw up. It was very similar to the Eric Garner case in New York. Only with gunshots instead of choking, which I guarantee these cops are going to get out of it somehow. They've had multiple violations. It's just an awful, awful scenario that no mother should go through. But my stinko was the journalist asking the other gentleman in Minnesota, I can't remember his name. It's becoming commonplace. So there's so many of these people.
There's also an Asian guy that was shot.
Okay, I'm talking about this guy in Minnesota that was shot and killed or just killed.
Philando Castile or?
Yeah, Castile, the one in Minnesota. Yeah. And it's becoming a blur to me. Like there's so many. Like what, you know, I can't remember all the names anymore. There's Rice. There's Garner, there's, you know, I mean, it's just becoming commonplace, which is awful in its own right.
Rice, Garner, Brown.
Right. There's so many. There's many more. But anyways, the stinko goes to the journalism that CNN's been doing. And normally, I'm sure Fox has had its share, but I haven't had a chance to kind of pilfer through their news coverage of the Dallas shootings. I'm sure it's every bit as disgusting as CNN's stuff. But they were asking the widow of the guy that got the Castile about criminal histories. And actually, this was Sterling. They were asking the widow of Sterling about his criminal past. And she was like, I don't understand what's relevant about that, to which I am fully in support of. Like, what does that have to do anything? All right. It has nothing. It has zero to do with what happened. Nothing.
Yeah. That's the thing. People are like, oh, he did this. And oh, he did this. Like, no. Yeah, he actually has a criminal record and he's a he was a registered sex offender. But that doesn't justify him being executed on the spot by an overzealous cop.
Well, see, that's news to me. I didn't know he was a registered sex offender. Yeah. That's. But like you said, it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with anything.
But I guess the point, and I've made this point before, is that the penalty for being a criminal is not summary execution.
Right. I mean, that's how they're going to frame it. You should have seen them looking like you know what CNN did that was awful in its own right, which I find despicable, and I don't understand why they can't get fined and like fucking like millions of dollars for it. They found an old mugshot instead of going to, I don't know, Facebook and finding an updated picture of somebody. They found a mugshot of the guy. So that way,
of course, they always print the picture, or print or show whatever bolsters their narrative.
Right, and it's despicable. It's not, to me, that's not integrity in journalism at all. Like if you really
integrity in journalism.
If you were to do your due diligence and find out about the guy, I guess. Like, I didn't know about the sex offending stuff with Sterling, right? So let's just, that's its own thing, and that's awful, whatever that was, and, move on from there. But they dug deep to find this fucking mugshot, and the woman was like, that was for some offense way back in the day, and it was nonviolent. So why do they have to grill this woman, this widow on this shit? I'm like, it's just awful. It's fucking awful journalism. So the stinko was to the media for, finding that old ass fucking 16-year-old picture. And then the young Turks, they were like, why didn't you just go to Facebook and find a much better picture of the guy? Because I know the reason. They want you to think that this guy deserved it. That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. Well,
and the contrast there is like if you look at the way they treated what's his nuts, the asshole, swim team rapist guy. And it's like, whenever his thing came up, they printed his swim times and his, a nice photo of him. It's all about, it's bolstering the opinions of, the racists essentially.
Well, and here's the thing. If people don't
that he was white, but he was also rich.
If you think that you are living in a country that isn't racist, all you have to do is look at the things that we're saying right here, right? I'm Hispanic, right? I'm Mexican American. You may not know that about me, but yet I have Eric who's white, Mug is white, Breakman is white, and even you guys can see what's going on here. Like it's not a mystery anymore. Like something has to be done about this. Like cops are completely, and I mean utterly, out of control. So my Sweeto, it's not a Sweeto, right? Dallas happened, right? Five cops so far got killed. I don't know if there was any more since we were on air. And that's awful in its own right. Being picked off by a sniper. I mean, we all remember the sniper attacks in D.C. and how awful that was. But it brought a point to the surface that I want to talk about here, right? It's not a Sweeto for this to happen at all because I don't call for the murder of anybody. Breakman, you've talked about this. It's got to stop. It just has to stop. Killing people has to stop. Unless you're protecting yourself from getting killed, it just has to stop. But maybe, just maybe, the small silver lining in all of this is maybe more people will be aware that, this could happen again. maybe even there's one or two cops that have it in them to think, you know what, if we continue to do this type of shit, then stuff like this is going to happen. And I was telling Wifix, you know, eventually, maybe it's not now because this is just one incident, but eventually maybe you have people that just get sick of it altogether. And if you think about it, one person, just one person out of the many that have been affected by the police doing their things, one person killed five cops. I think the ratio is something like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands to one cops to people. So
yeah,
police are.
Did you hear about the thing with that shooter? Like how they dealt with the shooter?
Yeah, I did. Which is another thing.
Everything?
I'm not 100% up to date. I know they used a robot to kill the shooter, which is the first time that's ever been done.
It's a facet of the same thing. It's just another, you know, it's another spotlight on the increasing militarization of the police.
Right.
It's like there's, you know, due process is not, it is gradually being just, you know, tossed out the window.
Right. And I think this is the beginning of the end for the way the police are doing their thing. Like they're not going to stop. Like I don't honestly believe that this is going to be the police stopping what they're doing. But enough of these instances. Just think about that. One person took out five police officers. I mean, that's got to be eye-opening for the police force. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And another, several civilians were shot too.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that they just killed cops or, I mean, what they did was absolutely atrocious. Like that, if it was one or four or however many, but to me, it's just atrocious. But I think this is the beginning of something different. And I'm hoping the police can see this for what it is. And what this is people tired of being killed for no reason. I mean,
I think you may be a little idealistic there, because historically escalation only leads to more escalation.
No, I understand. But I mean, what is it going to take? Mug, honestly, what is it going to take?
I wish I had an answer for you.
Dude. I know.
A calming voice, I think. Somebody with some common sense to step into the situation.
You know, I tweeted CNN.
Back in the 60s when Martin Luther King Jr. marched.
Yeah, no, I think
about how powerful his one voice was and his message was. I think somebody could do that today, but instead of that, we're following people like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Look, I agree with you, Breakman, but I don't think that can happen for this reason. That protest was a peaceful protest, right? Until after.
That's what we need, is we need somebody calm and peaceful. Because
think about this, though, Break.
Snoop Dogg is saying that violence doesn't end violence. When even Snoop Dogg says that, I mean, Jesus.
What, Moria?
Oh, I know. But you also have to bear in mind, at the same time, at the same time of King was also Malcolm X, who was, you know, pushing exactly the opposite of what.
Right.
I honestly think that if not for both of them,
right,
existing kind of right, in both side kind of side, in concert with and as opposites to each other,
right,
I think that was played a very major role in what eventually, like, in the way that the civil rights, you know, fight, you know, the way it played out.
I liken this to the civil rights fight back in the 60s, guys. Like, back in those days, like, there were the dogs, there was the water hoses. Like, it was awful. And it's just as awful now. Like, there's no difference. I don't care what anybody says. There's zero difference to what was going on then to what is going on now. If you don't think that there is a war against minorities in this country, then you're disillusioned. You're not looking at the real media. You know, you're not seeing things for what they are. You think that this is a rosy place, that everybody just gets along and there's nothing going on. Well, I'm here to tell you there is something definitely going on, and it's wrong. It's wrong. It's so wrong. Like, these videos alone should be enough to say, you know what? These cops are out of control and something needs to be done. We need better training. We need, you know, an oversight committee. We need something to stop this cycle of violence. Like, it's never going to end unless, like you said, Breakman, somebody steps in and says, you know, this shit needs to stop. And somebody in power. I'm not talking figureheads. I'm talking.
Yeah, I mean a leader, somebody who can lead, which is what this country hasn't had in a long time.
Yeah, right. You know. So, in other words, what we're saying is vote for me in 2020. That's what we're saying. Vote for Frank in 2020. Now, I'll take care of this shit real quick.
So,
Breakman, go ahead. You got cut off.
No, this whole show was about you trying to run for president. Now I see it. This was all about
basically one big campaign. It was basically a campaign spot.
No, but you know what? I did see. Christ, you know,
we fell for it.
God damn it. Old enough to run for president.
Speaking of despicable people, I didn't even hear that. Speaking of despicable
old enough
people,
to run for president.
Oh God.
Although, actually, you only need to be 35 to run for president. So it's
speaking,
not really
speaking of despicable people, I saw CNN do. Obviously, Hillary was on this, like white on rice, not to be, you know.
No, and so was Donald.
Those
assholes they're all about whatever they can pull
it
aside.
Oh, you know, it was all about gun control for Hillary, all about gun control. And instead of looking at the real issue, which, by the way, there was another problem I had with this whole scenario. There was in Texas, it's perfectly legal to open carry assault weapons as long as they're registered to you. Same thing with handguns. You can walk around with a handgun open.
It's like Ohio.
I didn't know if Ohio – like, but
yeah,
I know
Ohio,
Texas.
Just like that.
I've seen
– You can open carry assault rifles in Ohio. It's
right.
Fine.
And you know what? More power to you, Texas, if that's what you want. I personally don't think that's the way to go. Like, I don't see any reason why you should be walking around with a fucking assault weapon. But – in lieu of that, it is perfectly legal in Texas to do that. So, the first thing that the Dallas Police Department did, which fuck the Dallas Police Department, I fuck them. They put out this picture of an innocent guy with a registered assault weapon that he was legally carrying during the protests and not using. He did not use it. He was not the shooter. They failed to take down that picture for hours after, therefore endangering that guy. So anybody that tells me that the police force is there to help and protect people, no, you're not. You're not. Don't lie. Stop lying. Call it for what it is. You guys don't care to help people. You're not there for our protection. You're there for your own special interests, whatever that may be. Just call it for what it is. Stop being cowards, right? And yes, I'm calling cops cowards because they are. I've seen enough videos. I've had enough personal experience. There's enough information out there. I can make a good assumption that you guys are definitely cowards, and people are getting sick and tired of it. And it's a damn shame that it took this Dallas incident for us to see a lot of the shit that's going on. So. That's my two cents on Dallas. I hope everything works out. I am sad to see people get killed. I think the Dallas Police Department handled things wrong afterwards. I think the media should be given an F for their conduct with this whole thing. And I haven't even delved into Fox News. I can only imagine them running stories about the criminals that were killed. And the heroes that were the cops, et cetera, et cetera. I can only imagine what I'm going to see. And I'll probably, you know, I planned on looking at a lot of that after the show. So, you know, from the media to the police to the fucking asshole sniper or snipers or sniperettes or whatever the fuck was going on there, like, this whole thing has been mishandled. And, you know, it's just going to take a lot. It's like you said, Breakman, it's going to take somebody in power, maybe a leader or two, to say, you know what, cops, enough is enough. Shooters, enough is enough. Let's stop this. Let's end this for good. You know, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either. But I just see violence ratcheting up. And
also, I think the reason that we don't have anybody in chat is because they're too busy watching Summer Games Done Quick.
There you go.
Or they're playing Pokemon Go.
Or that, yes.
Yeah. So there's no answer. There's no end in sight to the violence. And that's another thing I brought up to Wifix, too. You know, I text her. I'm like, you know, I am seriously, as soon as we pay off this house, seriously contemplating selling this for as much money as we can and getting the fuck out of Dodge. Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of it. I've seen too much. You know,
where would you
and
go?
I don't want my son to be walking down the street, somebody give him a hard time, whether it be white, black, indifferent, and the cops show up and shoot my
son.
Yeah,
you're telling Moria to move there.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, for a time, what other choice do you have? Yeah. You know, but I'll have options later on. But trust me.
The question is, where would you go?
Australia.
This isn't like a localized issue.
Yeah, Australia's got a really low crime rate. New Zealand is another one.
Australia has a really low crime rate because it's so spread out.
So what? What
the population's so spread out? That's why their crime rate's
low. The United States has a tiny population.
That's not exactly true. All the population is concentrated on the coasts because there's nothing in the middle.
Right.
Okay.
Look, check this out. England is a better place to live than the United States. You know, a long time ago, maybe 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, the United States was a great place to live. Now, not so much. We're no longer number one in anything. Nothing. Except prisons. The amount of people we put in prison. You know, I saw a statistic that said the United States is the least free of all the 900 and some odd countries out there, based on the amount of people in prison.
We're the least free of all the of all the free nations.
Yeah, that's what I said. Of all the 900 and some odd free nations, we're the least free. And we talk about freedom.
You just said 900 and some odd nations. I thought you were talking about every country in the world.
No, there are plenty of
nations out there who are far less free than the U.S.
If it was misunderstood, no, there's like 953 countries, I think, or some odd countries. It's 900. In the 900s that are, quote, free nations, we are the least free nation out of the bunch. So there's plenty of places.
196 countries in the world today.
Yeah, there's plenty of countries that are better to live in.
Well, you know, part of the problem here is we're always voting to take our rights away, too.
Yeah,
I don't know if North Korea is really free, Frank. I think we're better off than North Korea.
We're definitely better than North Korea, but what about South Korea? What about...
South Korea's stuck next to North Korea.
Well, I know
they've
stuck,
always got that hanging over their heads.
No, I understand that, but there's plenty of other countries. I mentioned England. England's a better place to live.
I don't know about that with Brexit. They're kind of fucked right now.
I don't think they're fucked.
What we need to do is make our own country.
Yeah, I agree. I wish we could. I wish we could, man. But that never works.
Well, like, we're just gonna have to go to some place and conquer it and make it ours.
Yeah, because the answer, I mean, I think history has shown us that the answer, hang on, the answer is always colonialism.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Am I right? Come on.
Yeah,
violence, exactly. Guns, the people with power, they always win.
There's plenty of places in Scandinavia that are 100% better than here.
We could take those over.
Europe, I mean, there's... to answer your question, where would you go? Right now, I don't know, but I know there are better alternatives than what we're dealing with. I know there are. You know, this is not the best country in the world, despite
who wants to help me conquer Bermuda?
Yeah, Bermuda would be a great place to live. Nice tropical, you know. And then what would be
the name of the country?
I don't know.
Hooterville.
Yeah.
Dragonia.
Frankenstan. Or Frankveria. I like that. That's good. Yeah. I would make it a part of the anthem that almost nothing is better than DQA, you know, that shit like that. That'd be cool, man. I don't know, man. Like,
I thought your national anthem would be Amadeus.
I know we like to think, and I used to be this way a lot, guys. I used to think that the United States was the greatest place on earth. I used to think that. Now, not so much, man. I mean, there are
Frank
plenty
Gray
of
Frank Gray anthem could be "Fuck the Police."
Yeah, exactly. That would be my.
If you run your own country, then you kind of have to have your own police. So.
Well, fuck the police instead of ours.
Yeah.
fuck yeah. United States police. But then it doesn't scan, and then it's like you have to rewrite the lyrics to make it work. And
yeah, trust me, it would be much better than what we're dealing with here, man. This is bullshit, man. I can't stand to see people get murdered. And that's, you know, you could call it for what it was, but Sterling was fucking murdered, man. Like, it
made he absolutely
sick.
Was. And that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't matter what he did. I mean, like, yeah, it's like if he did stuff that that he shouldn't have done, okay, then he did stuff he shouldn't have done. The answer, the solution to that was, and like that's that whole thing. He was no angel. Like,
put him in jail. Put him in jail.
Yeah,
I like if, he, if he's you need yeah better protocol.
If he's convicted of a crime, better training.
And they need like something other than lethal weapons to fight crime with.
Yeah, see, that's I've been a big proponent for that. Like, let's not
the problem with the non-lethal weapons is that they're not 100% non-lethal,
right?
And they also get severely overused because they're like, oh, it's not going to kill him. So I'll just go, and that, so police will go straight to that.
But that's more training. That's better training.
Yeah,
that can be answered with better training.
You know, for years,
They'll go straight to that instead of trying to solve a problem diplomatically.
Yeah, see, that's the big problem is that too many police, and I've seen that around here, and it changed after we had the riots back in 2001. Police around here. They try to de-escalate the situation.
Shit,
and I don't see that nationwide.
Look, shit is not
That's very true, Brick.
Shit is not going to change until we stop calling cops heroes, right? Well, they are heroes at all.
We need people to go into a situation with the intent of everyone coming out of it with peaceful resolve. Cops need to go into a situation to de-escalate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things that we have this notion that we have this weird like hyper-masculine notion that, diplomacy is for weaklings,
right? And that's right.
And
that's
it's like and that's you see that in all walks of life, not just politically, but and it's just like you need to get in there and swagger and take care of business. Like, well, sometimes taking care of business means making sure nobody gets hurt.
Or don't show weakness.
And how about this? Yeah. How about we make every person that wants to be a cop take a fucking psychiatric evaluation? How about that? That would be good, wouldn't it?
A perfectly good idea.
Because to be honest with you, I think the majority of people that are cops right now are fucking psychopaths, man. I mean, they're fucking psychos. Here's the thing. Like, we're talking about this like it's nonchalant, right? We just saw somebody get murdered. It's nonchalant now. Well, to me, that's egregious. That man's a fucking psychopath for taking his gun out and shooting him in that fashion. That shit sucks.
I think the thing is, you need the psych evals, but the thing is, referring to them, globally as psychopaths is unhelpful because there actually is a technical definition for that.
That's
a question of whether or not people fit that definition.
It's about as useful as calling cops heroes, Mug. That's what I'm saying. You know, to counteract that feeling of every cop is a fucking hero, which I'm sick of fucking hearing. Those cops that shot that guy, they're no heroes to me or anybody else. So, until we change, I know, and that's disgusting in its own right. Until we fucking change the narrative, then it's just going to be the same. All cops are heroes. Whatever they do is gold. Shooting somebody's okay. Murdering somebody's okay. Taking bribes is okay. Shaming prostitutes is okay. Whatever these guys do is okay. That's the message that the United States is sending to us and the rest of the world. I mean, look at us. Look at us. Our cops kill people. Yay. U.S. is number one in cops killing people. Yay. Yay for us. Fucking bullshit, man. I mean, you look at a country like – I wish Gripper was in chat. I bet you he can't tell me the last time a cop killed somebody in England, right? For years, they didn't have guns. They didn't carry guns for the longest. They had like nightsticks and maybe tasers, and I don't even think they had tasers. But
is he in chat or is he in like the Wicked Radio chat?
No, I don't keep track of that other chat. I keep track of our chat. No, he's not here. He's not here. So I'm just saying, I wish he was here so I could ask him some questions. Like, shit like this just doesn't happen in other countries, man. It's just, it's sad. And it's got to change. And the only way it changes is for people to look at things differently and understand these people are not our friends. You know, they need different training. They need, you know, I told WIPIX I would not be opposed for them starting from scratch. Just fire all the motherfuckers and start over. You know, start bringing in new recruits and train them differently. Don't let these assholes taint them. Training.
Well, we've discussed that previously. Like, it's the kind of thing you would have to do in waves.
No, I know.
Because you can't just expunge the entire police force at once.
No, I understand that. But you get the gist of what I'm saying, Mug. Like just start over. Like, let's start. Let's start somewhere. You know, if it's waves, if it's – but I don't want these guys training the new recruits because then they'll just be set in the old way, you know. And how about having an oversight committee for some of these things, you know? Like a non-biased third party, not internal investigations, because that's usually fucking cop run, you know, with good old boy.
Well, the funny thing is, it's like internal affairs is, you know, all the cops hate it because they don't like being accountable to anybody.
Right. And that's shit's got to change. Like, they have to start being accountable. And that's another thing. Yeah. Start holding cops accountable like any other citizen in this country. If somebody gets murdered, you try them for murder, and if they're found guilty, which I don't see how you could not be found guilty, then send them to jail for fucking life. You know? I mean, they're not going to stop doing it unless they get in trouble for it. You know? It's ridiculous, man. It's just a big wake-up call in my view. Like, this is the start of maybe something bigger. And hopefully it gets resolved peacefully and not the other way around. Because like I said, one person
to fight. People are trying to escalate it into a full-out race war.
Right. And you know what? I don't want it to get that way. None of you guys want to get it that way. The cops, I know.
Because most people don't want it to get that way. But there are the fringe elements that are winning right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if the cops continue,
it's always the fringe elements that are the loudest.
Yeah.
But normal people don't want that. Normal people get along with other people, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a friend of mine posted something on Facebook when the shooting started in Dallas. There's this group of people of like eight different races that are all surrounding like a baby carriage. Yeah, you know, it's like a baby stroller. That's, you know, it's like shit. Shooting's going on. Protect the kid.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, there was no consideration of race among these people. They were all reacting in a very visceral way. It's like, that's protect the kid. What color is he? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's the way it should be, man. But it's. I mean, I think like the ratio is just too big. You know, I mean, it's glaring. It's really glaring, and I think, first of all, accountability. Better training, public relations, holding the media accountable for its nonsense, because I guarantee there's more nonsense than what I said today. And I said a lot. Like, there were a lot of things that I was very in tune to. And there were...
Oh, you certainly did a lot of talking. I'll give you that.
Well, I'm telling you, dude, like, it's...
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
It's time for a change, dude. Like, people are getting sick of it. And you know what? It's scary to think about, but one person to five cops. One person took out five. So if one person can take out five, I don't know what the police force, but I know they don't outnumber the masses. So, you know, it's scary to think about. And if I'm a cop right now... I'm not going to pull the trigger on somebody, and I'm hoping that all cops feel that way. Don't pull the trigger. Don't choke people out. Try to de-escalate things like Brakeman was saying. That's a perfect thing for a cop to do. De-escalate shit. You know, they don't do it.
I'm telling you, like, after we had the riots back in 2001, there was a lot of community action between, you know, well, the community and the police force, and a lot of things changed around here. It's not perfect, but I think it's gotten better every year.
You know, the only place I've ever heard of that is right where you're saying, Brakeman. Yeah. Like, here it's worse. Like,
I know.
Cops don't give a fuck here. They never have, and I don't think they ever will. Dallas, we obviously know what happened there. That's a big city, right? L.A., yeah. We saw what happened with the riots there.
I told you about the story about what I saw, like, just happened in my front yard, like, just a couple weeks ago, where that one guy was trying to turn this into a race fight, but the cops are de-escalating the situation.
Right, and that's the way it should be
the way it should be. That is 100% the way it should be.
Not 1% of the time. Not
100% of the time.
100% of the time. Like, speaking of Ohio, Breakman, the incidents at Walmart or the incident in that park.
Like I said, just in Cincinnati, the rest of the state, I'm not vouching for because I've had bad run-ins with the rest of the police around the state.
Yeah. I mean, I've had numerous. Like, it's not just me. It's not just you. It's not just Mug. It's Eric. It's widespread. Like, it is widespread. It's not. And now I have to seriously be. I tell my kids all the time, if you see a cop, you stay the fuck away from them. Like, as much as you can. If a cop asks you something, you give them an answer. You don't give them any shit. You know, because they will fucking shoot you. And I feel ashamed that I have to tell my kids to be afraid of our cops instead of saying, these people will help you. I cannot in good conscience say that because I want to protect my kids, not send them.
Well, how dare you protect your children?
Right, right. So that's my two cents. I know I went on a bunch of rants, but I do think it needs to be said. And I think, it's not going to improve until people wake up. And this is my way of trying to say, hey, something's going on here and it something needs to change. And it's in the police force. That chart starts to change and then you will see other changes. People, like you said, Breakman, for the most part, people are good. We didn't get this far because we were bad.
Yeah, there are fringe elements. And like Moria said, fringe elements are the loudest.
Yeah.
But those are the fringe. Those aren't the normal people.
Yeah. All right.
Those aren't the majority of the people, I think.
Right.
It's not the majority of the people who are voting, for instance. Like, it's only going to be like a 30% or 20% turnout,
If that.
Because the majority of people are like, this is absolutely revolting.
Yeah. And I'm among them.
Just like the violence that we're seeing and, everything else. I think the majority of the people are – I think there's more common sense there.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our plugs. Mug, we'll start with you.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter. On Twitter. Sorry, distracted.
I thought that you at Malaria Mug. Buy him on Twitter.
yes, you can buy me on Twitter. I ship – and as my description says, I ship with a handy carrying case.
5 cents. Anybody? 5 cents? 5 cents? No? No? Okay.
Can I – what do you
I can
do?
Be bought. What's that?
What do you do once you're like property? I mean, can I get you to do my dishes every night and clean up the dog shit? Because I really hate cleaning up the dog shit.
All right,
but it's got to be done.
Sexual favors only, dude.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's not gonna do anything for me. Eric, who's all yours?
You keep telling yourself that. We all know the truth. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right, Breakman.
I totally walked into that one, didn't I?
You did.
Really good.
Breakman, your plug, sir.
You can follow me at Break_man and at RP Grinders.
All right, Eric. And
that's it.
You can find various reviews on different sites like TotallyGN.com, BostonBashBrigade.com, GameTactics.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com that I've written. Or you could go to my YouTube channel, and I might have something new there.
Eric is an excellent video game reviewer. You get his reviews from time to time on here, but you really need to read his reviews. They're second to almost none. Like, they're really good. Really, really good reviews. So... All right, anything else, and Eric?
I gave Seventh Dragon 3 a higher score than other sites have. I liked it a lot more, and apparently the reasons for seeing the lower score, for me, seem to be mainly stemming from the fact that the game doesn't have a strong story, but that's fine, because Etrianasi didn't have a strong story.
All right, what else, Eric? Anything else?
And it's kind of like Etrianasi, but I will say that you can also find me on Twitter at EricRPG. And I also guessed it on Q&A for a third time, but the episode's not up yet, so you're going to have to wait a little bit.
All right. Cool. All right. My plugs
were... That'd be episode 31, by the way. Sorry. All right.
Anything else, Eric?
No.
Okay. My plugs are as follows. Go watch a movie called Search Party. I talked about it briefly. I didn't do it justice, man. It's like at the beginning, it's kind of nah, but the middle is super good. And then it just, you know, it goes from there. But, I highly recommend it. It's a fun time. You can rent it at the Redbox right now. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I had a lot to say today. I'm normally not on, but, if this podcast was any indication, you can bet what you're going to see on Twitter with that type of shit, especially today.
You know, I think I have an idea for something that would really kind of alleviate some of the stress and anxiety of this week.
Yeah, what's that?
Grindr dance party.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck off. No. That is stress for everybody else but me. It would be, you know... More stress for me, which...
Why do you deny your feelings, Frank?
Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
Search your feelings, Frank. You know it's
walking off this goddamn show. Walking off.
Oh, and one other thing I wanted to mention that I didn't think about earlier. I finally got around to finishing, to watching. I'd only watched the first episode prior. The second season of Daredevil.
I haven't yet.
I was overall really impressed with it. I thought that there was, you know, one storyline that they just kind of wrapped up without really saying anything about it, mm-hmm. the blacksmith thing. But I was really surprised by. I was like, I wouldn't have pegged Shane from The Walking Dead as being a good fit for, you know, the Punisher.
I thought he
doesn't really rock the role.
Yeah, I thought he was a perfect cast. It was perfect casting, to be honest with you.
You guys aren't the only ones, because there's going to be a Punisher series.
I haven't seen. Season 2, I think I saw like one or two episodes of it, so I want to definitely watch it.
I need to watch Jessica Jones too. I need to
watch that too. All right. Watch Search Party. Follow at RP Grinders, at Frank Branches, all of us on here. I've got
and you know please what? anybody else but Freak 5 cast, send us a would you rather.
Freak 5, send us anything. Well,
thank you.
He had some Freak really good cast. Ideas just, for
it amazes me how you manage to top yourself.
He had some really good show topics that I'm going to get into at some point for me on Facebook Messenger, but I have like kind of an announcement, like episode 400. I'm going to announce a contest coming up here real soon, and it may or may not involve Whiffix taking off her top. So that might get...
Boyd in Ohio.
Yeah, there you go. So, it may or may not. It may or may not involve that. So there's that. I'm going to have a new theme song for us. I've got an old segment I'm bringing back,
I don't want to see that.
Okay, let me finish.
You know, not to, you know, I don't want to rain on your parade or anything, but as far as like, you know, Whiffix maybe taking off her top, everything may or may not involve that.
Well, right, but I'm giving you a sense of what's going on here. So
no offense. I don't
you guys
want
have no idea what a tease is.
Should we give them harmonica incentives?
Jesus Christ. You guys can't even let me You're finish just like my goddamn plugs!
Jesus. How dare you, Frank?
Okay, here it is.
You guys done? fuck it. Fuck all. All right, that's it. I had some more stuff, but that's just...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
See you guys next week. We hope you have had a good, safe weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Void cops at all costs. Later, guys. We're out.